Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is the composition of solutions. Not all salt solutions are created equal. If we took a small pinch of salt and put it in a liter of water, we might barely taste the salt. But if we put 200 grams of salt in a liter of water, it would be undrinkable. They are both salt solutions, but very different due to their concentrations. Since this is chemistry, there needs to be an exact way to determine the concentration of a solution, and that is by determining its molarity. The molarity of a solution is determined by knowing how many moles are in the solution and dividing by the number of liters, or in formula form, M, capital M, equals N for moles over L for liters. M equals N divided by L. So, 6 moles of NaCl in 2 liters of water would give us a 3 molar NaCl solution written as 3M, capital M, NaCl. You heard the word molar there. That is short for molarity. And so we don't say a 3 molarity NaCl, it's just a 3 molar NaCl. This simple formula is one of the most used in chemistry, as solutions are used very often. As with any algebra formula, the variable can be found in any part of the formula, so we can also use this to determine how many moles of solute are needed to make a solution of a desired amount and molarity. Something worth noting is when we are working with certain compounds of strong electrolytes, here is an example. Na2SO4 in water. This is a soluble species, so it is going to split into ions. Our formula, our equation, would be Na2SO4 yields 2Na plus 1 plus SO4 negative 2. Notice that one molecule of sodium sulfate is what we had originally. It splits, it dissociates into 2 sodium plus 1 ions. Therefore, if the concentration of Na2SO4 is 0.4 originally, we use simple stoichiometry and the Na plus 1 concentration is going to be 0.8. Notice the 1-to-2 ratio between the sodium sulfate and the sodium ions. In problems, when you are asked how to make a solution, they want to know how many grams of solute you need to add. Now, we can adjust this formula to easily help us with a situation that comes up with lab often. Schools and labs don't buy every possible concentration of a solution they might ever need. It would take up too much space and cost a fortune. What is done is we buy the most concentrated form and then dilute the solution to the desired concentration by adding water. The question is, how much water to add? Well, let's look at this problem logically. If we have a solution and add water, we do not change the number of moles, so that stays constant. The number of moles of solute by just adding water does not change. Rearranging our formula gives us moles equals molarity times volume. So our original formula of molarity equals moles divided by volume can be rearranged. Moles equals molarity times volume. And if the moles of solution 1, our initial solution, equals the moles of solution 2, our final solution, we could set the number of moles equal and get the following formula. M1 V1 equals M2 V2. This simple formula allows a chemist to dilute any solution quickly and easily, where M1 is the molarity of the initial solution, V1 is the volume of the initial solution, M2 is the molarity of the final solution, and V2 is the volume that we would want for the final solution. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of the nature of solutions. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you could always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.